This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing on what. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write.
He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say
you better run. Yeah, I predict an earthquake.
Everybody, happy Thursday. That means, put on a radio show.
What it means is Chris Harrington, who was not with us yesterday because he was moving, he's going to join us. He'll talk to us about the NBA and about pizza. Jeffrey, do you consider there is a Memphis-style pizza?
No, I do not. What, barbecue pizza? Is that...
No. Chris has written an entire piece today. Well, this is all in the wake of the ranking earlier in the week that came out that said Memphis was... What, were we last? In pizza. We were... Right, there was a ranking of pizza and pizza places and whatever else. And in this ranking, I believe we were last. Okay? And the entire country, last. And so this has, of course, some people were in a tizzy over it, but it caused Chris and the folks at the Daily Memphian to start writing about Memphis pizzas. And we actually are pretty damn good Memphis, pretty good pizza town relative to what we once were, right? Like now there's pizza places all over the place. But in today's essay, Chris writes about a Memphis-style pizza that is not barbecue pizza. I'll be honest, never heard of it. Never heard of Memphis-style pizza.
Cracker crust? What is it?
No, it seems to be, and we'll get more details.
When I think cracker crust, I think St. Louis.
No, it's not cracker crust. It's certainly not cracker crust. It seems to involve lots of meat. It's very heavy on meat, not barbecue. Very heavy on meat, sometimes rectangular slices. He holds out an example of the Memphis-style pizza. X Lines, Broadway, and Fox Ridge. Have you eaten those pizzas?
I have.
Do you see the similarity to them all?
I can see what he's saying.
Really heavy meat. Like one of them, I think it was Fox Ridge maybe, said that they put 22 ounces of meat on their pizzas. And they tend to go like right to the edge. And they're in other words, some pizzas, let's be honest, you buy them, they'll serve two people, right?
Yeah.
Two people with big appetites.
For sure.
Right? And the point was, a Memphis-style pizza is... The crust, I don't know, we get Chris to talk about it. It's sort of doughy, chewy, whatever else. But then it is just laden with meat, and it is like good bang for the buck, and it'll serve five people with a pizza. Tell me what X-Lines, Broadway, and Fox Ridge. I've been to all of those places maybe once, but not in a way that I have any distinct memory of, I'll be honest, any of them. Not to disparage them, because let's be honest, I love all pizza. There is not a pizza. I can go to a gas station, and I'm not talking about Pilot, where they have those beautiful looking pizzas that actually look better than they taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about your grungy gas
7-Eleven.
Station that has a rectangular case and then a thing in it that's spinning around, and there's a little pizza slices that looks like they're probably from a frozen pizza, and there's only one left, and it was probably made at 10 in the morning, and it's now 7 at night, and it's the lonely last one going around, dried out. I'll eat the hell out of that piece of pizza. There is no bad pizza for me, and obviously these are all probably magnificent pizzas in their own way, X-Lines, Broadway, and Fox Ridge, but how would you characterize those pizzas?
So when I think about those pizzas, I can see what he means by the meat lovers, and I guess that maybe checks out, having been born and raised here, like that's my favorite pizza.
Is heavy meat or meat lover, right?
Yeah, heavy meat.
He said that, and all these places have a pizza called Around the World, which not every pizza place does not have. These three places all have an Around the World pizza, which is largely the same.
I think when I think of these pizzas, smaller pieces, like kind of rectangular. They're cut kind of small.
It's weird. It's a round pizza, but it's cut in rectangles,
yes.
Right? And so if you get one of the edges, you either like it or don't. Like whatever, whether you're a... But like, you would never go to Memphis Pizza Cafe and get a rectangular piece of pizza from there. You just get a slice.
Correct. When I also think of these, and he may be categorizing it, I think they have a firmer crust, like the bottom is...
Maybe to support all that.
Yeah.
And greasy. He said they're pretty greasy, which people...
Yeah.
In a good way. And I mean that in the best of all ways.
Yeah. When I'm thinking of Memphis-style pizza, though, like when we're kind of
talking... To me, it's barbecue. Like the innovation that we actually brought to pizza is no question barbecue pizza.
The thing that's tripping me up is like Memphis-style pizza, are we just saying we're fat? Because think about like what we're saying. Like we're talking greasy,
yes,
full of meat.
That's true.
Like, it's going to give you heartburn.
I mean, that's what Chicago-style pizza, except fat, right?
Yeah.
Massive, whatever else. What he is saying is if you put a bunch of pizzas in front of Chris and he could identify the Chicago-style, the New York-style, the Detroit-style, the Memphis-style, and maybe the New Haven-style. And then the actual Italian, whatever the hell that stuff's called, with the goofy
Neapolitan.
Center. Neapolitan. He could identify, he could take, if there were all six of those things he could say that's that, and tell you why. And that Memphis would be its own, not having to do with a barbecue pizza.
I worry about us a little bit. Are we doing the move where I feel like we're kind of, We're kind of insisting upon ourselves
right
now.
No, but Chris, Chris is not someone who does.
No, I know.
Like,
but I'm
so
saying,
that's
like,
why I don't actually. First of all, I don't think most Memphis people are clamoring that there is a Memphis style pizza. I don't feel a lot. Like, I can see that once upon a time, there was a 901 everything boosterism that said that, you know, grid grind, like we thought
sure.
we were the coolest city in the world, whatever else. Honestly, that probably was the moment you should have worried about us insisting on ourselves.
Yeah.
Now it's gone the other way. Now literally more Memphians call Memphis a hellhole or a war zone or whatever than anyone else. I don't think we're really insisting on ourselves. I feel like culinary wise,
I think food wise, we're getting our feelings hurt a lot recently.
That may be. You can read the piece over the Daily Memphian. It's not written in a defensive.
Mm-hmm.
He just believes there is a Memphis style pizza and talks about the roots of it and everything else. And then we're doing also at the Daily Memphian, a tour through Memphis pizza places, broken down into three different categories. Today was local, multiple outlet. It's weird though. Memphis Pizza Cafe wasn't on Aldo's, was on it. Anyway, we'll talk to Chris about pizza and about, of course, the Timberwolves and the Mavs tonight. And that, like, if the Timberwolves can manage to win this one, then all of a sudden there's pressure, right?
Yeah.
There's pressure on Dallas at that point.
Especially, you know, if it goes back to Dallas, then it starts to be
win this one. If they win tonight, you get to the better win this one stage when they go back to Dallas. Anyway, we got Chris Harrington, and then we have, because it is Thursday.
Jeff, you left out the lead of what's at the Daily Memphian. We got a pizza bracket.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When did that happen? Just now?
This morning at 4 a.m.
Holy crap, where is
it? Vote for Memphis's best pizza place. It's on the top left-hand corner.
There's a pizza bracket?
Yeah. Vote for Memphis's best pizza. We got a bracket.
Hold on. Let me see this. Well, I'm on the page. I'm on the homepage. I don't see the bracket. Maybe I'm.
Are you on the mobile? Are you on the app? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's. I'm on the desktop version. It's literally the top left corner next to the city councilwoman resigns Parks job amid ethics complaint.
I don't have it. I don't have it on mine. Don't know why. What's the?
All right. So the top half. It's not seated. So we just have matchups.
All right.
The top half is Tamboli's. Shout out my buddy Miles, classmate. That's his spot. Then we have Valley's. Am I saying that right?
Sure. Yeah.
Italian Rebel.
That's the one in. Is it in Whitehaven? Where is the Valley's Italian Rebel? I think so. Go ahead anyway. I hope not. I hope that's right. Go ahead.
Then
they're facing off against each other?
Correct.
How big is this bracket?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, dog it. Let's see. I've made the mistake of clicking on something. All right.
Oh, here we go. You can vote below. I'm going to
4, 5,
now,
6, 7,
I now see
8.
The bracket, and I'm retweeting the bracket. If you follow me on Twitter or X, you will see the bracket because I have just tweeted.
We have 16 matches, so 32 options.
That's 32 different pizza places. And Domino's probably isn't in there, right? Is Domino's?
I do not see Domino's.
Someone said missed out on Elwood's isn't. We already have a complaint. The bracket does not include it does not include Elwood's. Anyway, okay. We'll talk to Chris about all of that. We also have Right in the Right trivia. You reclaimed, not reclaimed because your loss was not official.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin returned last week. It was a great match.
You weren't there to rig it against
you. I was not there to rig it against you, and you prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to play Right in the Right trivia in the second hour. Jeffrey, what are people playing for?
We got a double prize today, Jeff.
Wow.
We have two lawn tickets to go see Dierks Bentley. It is the Drunk on a Plane Somewhere on a Beach tour live at the Garden. That's June the 6th.
That's good.
It is the first Live at the Garden concert of the season, and also compliments of Kevin Cerrito. Two second row seats to 901 Wrestling Show. That will be this Saturday.
All right, so there you go. Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock, and Writer Then Write trivia after that. We do have a lot to get to in the world of sports, including the David Jones saga, which wrapped up in the wee hours last night after the reports from Jonathan Givony during the day. He was the first with the news that David Jones would not be returning to Memphis, would keep his name in the draft. Then there was a flurry of reports that it's not over. And then those all fizzled out.
Not so fast.
All fizzled out. And David Jones is, in fact, keeping his name in the NBA draft. He will not be returning to the University of Memphis. And that means that we are going to have, Jeffrey, I just came up with this and I haven't told you about it. But you know how in the show After Hours, they've hit upon a tremendous new segment. It's called Fade Brad Carson.
Yes.
Right?
Sweeping the nation.
It is sweeping the nation. Basically, whatever Brad thinks in the NBA playoffs, what they're suggesting to the listeners is they just go the opposite way. And I think right now, I don't have the up-to-date, but I think that is hitting at a 58% clip. That'll make you money, won't it?
Indeed.
That'll make you money.
Yes. This is proof of what I told you. The most frustrating thing about Jeff's bets is not that we have not returned a profit the last two seasons.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we're just sitting there at like 50%.
Right.
Because
exactly.
That's
right. Yeah.
Basically all we're doing is we're tipping the dealer every single week and boom,
and,
there it
and,
goes.
And
I would rather be...
Fading Brad Carson has turned out to be... And listen...
You want to be the worst.
I like it when all the other shows are great. Like I liked hearing Mike Norvell on with Gabe the other day. I'm an avid listener of your show. I think the Boomer Breakdown in the fall is particularly wildly entertaining and niche.
We love them.
So I like that. I also can be a little jealous. I'm a little bit like they've hit upon this Fade Brad thing, and how are we ever going to match that? Right?
I don't know, because the what is making it so remarkable is, at a certain point, when you get into a gambling streak and you're losing, you start to change the way that you make decisions. Mm-hmm. You start fading yourself.
Yeah.
The fact that Brad is
the consistency.
So, it's remarkable.
Well, so I've hit upon the new one. Ready?
All right.
It's going to be called Fade Penny Hardaway.
Mm.
What do you think? I mean, because like the most recent one was 70-30. That David Jones would be coming back, right?
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
And if you go, I'm embracing it.
Yeah.
Like if you go literally from the moment he took the job,
yeah.
And talked about multiple championships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then about players getting eligible, and about James Wiseman going to be able to play, and like on and on and on. Penny has this relentless optimism, and it's to his credit, by the way. He thinks the world is always going to work out, right? And I think what you have to do, if we're going to profit from that, like whatever, I mean, we'll hope that this is the year the optimism all comes true, right? But if you really, in the meantime, want to make a profit off of it, all you got to do is fade Penny Hardaway.
The problem is...
What do you think?
So I don't think that's a bad strategy at all. I want him to be a bookmaker. I want him to set lines because his lines are going to be bad.
Terrible.
Correct.
Terrible.
There's a chance. There's 70, a chance to make
70-30.
Yes.
He was sticking with it through the very end.
Correct. The problem is, I don't know if there's a sports book.
And
that
you,
would
for example,
lines.
Yesterday, you had this nailed.
Mm-hmm.
You had this nailed, and sure enough, David Jones is staying in the draft. What did you make, by the way, of the delay? Because the delay would seem to suggest the decision was reported by Jonathan Givony, and then all of a sudden we had this uncertainty. If you were following along on social media, not so fast, my friends. They're making a last minute push. Blah blah blah. It was suggested to me that one thing that could be happening here is David Jones and his camp leaked to Jonathan Givony that he's staying in a way to up the bidding from the University of Memphis, and so there were late-night negotiations and upping the bidding for the University of Memphis, and they didn't hit the number, and so he's gone. Do you think it was that strategic, or do you think, or the other way to look at it is David Jones just did what he wanted to do, which is stay in the draft, and Memphis is alarmed by this, and so they said, yo, listen, we got more.
If you made me...
Which one of those directions?
If you're making a binary choice, it's one of those two. The second one, because... I don't think David Jones, I think David Jones's agent told Givony, hey, he's
staying. But in order, told him in order to play it for more? But here's the thing. If that was what you were doing, if you were playing it for more, in the end, it also suggests that the bottom line here was money. And I think his decision makes it pretty clear that the bottom line here for David Jones, at least in the immediate future, was not money.
Yeah, it's part of the reason why I think... If you're telling me one of those two situations happened, it's the second.
It's more that he made his decision.
Correct.
It was real, and then Memphis says, "No, we got to take one more run at it."
Correct. And I think that's entirely reasonable.
Totally on both parts.
Right.
On both parties. I'm not blaming anybody.
But I don't think this was because I think if it were a strategic leak like that, I think David would have been in the transfer portal. Like, if you're just trying to
up things, right?
Correct.
And yeah, you're right.
You've been in the transfer.
The way you get the highest bidder is to have open bidding.
And you would have leaked it earlier than.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. So then let's look at it from both perspectives, from the perspective of David Jones and the perspective of the Memphis Tigers. What do you think about this decision from the perspective of David Jones? And this all last night. It's funny because people think John and I are angry at each other last night when we were going back and forth, because it broke into a larger question about decision making and what people value and whatnot. And John's basic view, and I don't mean to speak for him, but you can read his column up at the Daily Memphian today. His basic view is this stupid decision, and that it's a stupid decision for David Jones because. He didn't put a number to it, but I think John believes that David Jones had the chance to make, $700,000-$800,000 at the University of Memphis and will be making $150,000 playing overseas next year. And that all you have to do is stay 1 year, rake up the whatever the difference is. But let's say it's $400,000 between what you might make here and what you might guaranteed making here and what you might make somewhere else. And all you got to do is spend one more year and then you can go play. Follow your dream wherever it is. And so it's a dumb decision not to take the money because this is where the guaranteed money is. And to that, I sort of had said that there's all kinds of reasons people make decisions. I used my example when we talked about this yesterday. If money was my highest value, I would have remained a lawyer. Honestly, not just at... And that's not just true at the time when I left a six-figure salary to make $225 a week. It's also true as it played out.
Yeah.
I make dramatically less money than I would have made as a partner in a Washington law firm.
Absolutely.
Not
millions less.
Not even close. Now, it is also true that because I grew up, let's be honest, I grew up with plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't driving around in expensive cars and whatever else, but my parents had plenty of money. They had money to send me to college. I didn't have to take out a loan to go to college.
You had a raccoon.
I had a pet raccoon. I had plenty of money. You know, we went to Europe once when I was a kid. Like, we had plenty of money.
And a ton of kids.
And a ton of kids. That cut into the money. But whatever. So it's easier for me to say, and this is the point John was making, that then he grew up in a very different circumstances where money was always short, and so it's not necessary. It's a privilege to not care as much about the money. But I still think, even if you grew up like David Jones grew up, it's totally valid for there to be things that go into your decision that are not just looking at which stack of money is higher. Like, there are... I want to get to it. I don't want to be in college anymore. Whatever it is, I want to take a run at whatever there is to take a run at. It's time for me to do that. I don't want to delay it to make an extra $400,000. That I'm still can make a good living playing in the freaking Philippines or wherever the hell I'm going to play in Czechia or wherever it is. And I'd rather just get on with it. I've done this and it's time for me to go on. And by the way, I think. Betting on himself, I think I can do very well. And so I guess there are decisions that just are stupid, right? That you can objectively say are dumb decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But even if this doesn't work out for him, let's say he never plays a minute in the NBA. Is this a dumb decision on the part of David Jones?
I think if you're just... evaluating it as a financial or business decision.
As a math question,
I don't think it's arguable. I think it was a bad decision.
I agree.
But
if it's just a math, the highest likelihood of getting the most money over the next 10 years.
Yes,
it was not the correct decision.
Correct, but I.
It still could be actually though. Like he could make it the right decision, but unlikely. Financially,
I don't think it's really arguable.
How about did Lester Quinones make the right decision? Like in the end, did it turn out financially to be the right decision?
See, that one's an interesting one because I don't think Lester had the guaranteed money.
I'm sure he didn't. He didn't have this kind of guaranteed money in Memphis, right?
Because in the end, for it to work out for David, you're basically assuming he bets on himself and it works. Well, he could still bet on himself next year and it would work like that. So you're turning down a guaranteed lump sum. And so I think if you're judging it based on a business,
I agree.
It's a bad decision.
A certainty of right. If he had been my son, I would have said, David, you have a chance to make, we don't know what the number is, $600,000.
Sure.
Right.
Whatever.
This is, I believe in you. I think you may, you know, there's a chance you could go out and you can get a contract for $10 million someday playing in the NBA. I admire that you have that dream. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of work to be done between here and then. It's not likely. This is likely going to be the biggest paycheck you will ever have in your life. And so my advice would be, and it's not, by the way, he's not choosing between whether to do this or go be an artist or something.
Right.
He's playing basketball for money either place,
right?
My advice, son, would be go to Memphis, work on the stuff that you're not, that knocks against you, take the money, bank it. The dream will be there next year. That is what I would have. But the fact that if my then son said, you know what, Dad, I'm just done with it. Like, I'm ready to take a run at it. The money's not the most important thing to me. I'm going to make a good living playing basketball anyway, and I'm just ready to move on with it. I'd say, well, I respect that too.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that I guess maybe people are not comfortable discussing, but like, are we sure he liked it here?
100%.
I mean,
now again, if he didn't like it here, why didn't they go to Portal? If it was,
maybe he knew he was doing this.
What?
Maybe he knew this is all along. Like, to me, it seems very obvious. Like, this is what he has wanted to do. Like, I don't,
right?
Because, you know, even if you go back to the season when Penny's like, you know, I'm optimistic we're bringing him back. And then David was up at the podium.
You're right,
like,
yeah.
He's like,
this is what he wanted to do.
Maybe.
It's just what he wanted to do. And we got one life. If you know, this is, who knows? Maybe he'll have 75 years, right? He'll have, this is one of them. He's got probably 10 years of playing basketball left. This is one of them. And he doesn't want to spend it here.
Yeah. So, like, it's tough for me also because I don't know what NBA teams told him. Like,
Yes, there's a total. We don't know. There may be some representations. He may have some representations that he will be signed to some sort of a deal.
Correct. And so I don't have all the information. I do think it's kind of like I in terms of like trying to evaluate. It's like I need to know everything that went into the decision for me to sit there and go good move, bad move. But to me, it's almost like. We've spent kind of 4 months debating this and whatnot. He kind of told us early on, like, this is kind of where his head was at.
I 100% agree with that. So there we go. Wish him the best. All right. And so then for the University of Memphis, it's pretty clear they wanted him back to the bitter end, right?
Yeah.
They're taking another run at him. They desperately wanted him back. So to shrug it off and say, is not probably accurate, is not. But here's the thing. It is interesting. I was talking to Tim Buckley from the Daily Memphian about this yesterday, and he basically was toying with writing a column, and I don't know if he'll write it or not, and I don't know if I should spill the beans here, but it was going to start with good riddance. The idea being that, and I do not discount this, David Jones was as much as anything the reason why last year blew up. He is a horrible player to watch. He is a black hole. He doesn't guard. Yes, he gets rebounds because he wants the ball because he wants to put it up again. He can't handle the ball. He doesn't distribute the ball. He doesn't guard. All he does is shoot, and he takes contested shots. And I don't know that this year's team, because there's not as much talent on this year's team. I think there's an argument that last year would have gone more smoothly and better if David Jones hadn't been on the team.
Yeah, I've been here for a while, and you can back me up on this. Like, I'm not convinced he's a winning basketball player.
Look at his history.
Like that's
how did St. John's and DePaul go?
Like, I'm not convinced that. Now, you could also make the argument the bigger problem was Quinterly, who also
hasn't been a winning basketball player.
And so, like, I'm not willing to say that.
And a certain large center who had terrible health problems, not a winning basketball player.
Correct. So, do I think that this is something you can't overcome? Like, obviously not. Like, I think their roster is still going to be the best roster in the league, and therefore they can be a tournament team. But it seems very obvious to me that Memphis thought they wanted him back.
Yes, but the fact that is 100% true. But the fact that Penny Hardaway wants someone on the team doesn't mean they are not, even desperately, even to the extent that they will go with great lengths to be on, have that person on the team, doesn't necessarily mean that player is an asset to the team. And I give you, I give you Jordan Brown. I give you Amani Bates. I give you Mikey, who he desperately wanted on the team.
Yeah.
Like, what is Penny's history if it is not wanting players who may ultimately prove to be destructive to the team concept on the team?
Yeah.
So it's very clear they wanted him, but that does not convince me they wanted Penny wanted Amani.
Yeah, no, that's not an endorsement.
It doesn't 100% mean he's right to have wanted him on the team.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Having said that, without him,
they're a little, as Mark said, they're a little light on the wing.
Without him on this team, they are 100% light on the wing. I mean, you can look at this team and say, listen, they've got P.J. Haggerty and Tyrese Hunter, right? And Colby Rogers, basically. Like, that's your backcourt, and that's, you know, and that's not bad. That's not bad. And then you got Nick Jourdain, Musa Cisse, Dane Danger, Tyreek Smith, like whatever. They're very clearly going to have to lean into defense more than they have in the past. I think it's pretty clear that they're light on the wing. And I think it's also clear, like, they're not done now. You know, I know Penny wanted everybody on campus by June 1, but don't you think there's a reasonable chance at this point that they will go out and continue to shop now?
Yes, I think Penny will probably view it as, well, now I've got some money, I can go get somebody else. The problem, though, is the inventory seems very low.
Right, but there are other players who stayed in the there are players who took their name out of the draft, and you know whether Penny can persuade any of them to come. John, in his column, mentions some names. Wooga Poplar, Jameer Watkins, Arthur Kaluma, among others. Guys who Penny could still take a run at. I mean, Penny is a guy who, like, has a certain history of adding players, not just in June, not just in July, but in December.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it's likely he's done. I think they'll take that check. And or half that check, and they'll go offer to someone else.
Yeah, I'm still no. I think a lot of teams are going to be doing that.
Yes, a lot of teams will be doing.
So does this mean like I think that they're going to try to go get someone else. I don't know if that means that they're going to wind up with someone else.
Are you now in a situation like we talked yesterday? 7 years, one tournament win, and you're now in a situation with this roster. You would not call this. It's funny. Like, they were, I don't know which show it was. Was it Gabe's show yesterday where they were comparing this roster to the roster of 2 years ago? Right.
I think that's probably Gabe.
And I get it because there are a lot of players. Oh, and Parth was on with him. And they were talking about it. Yeah. And that's what it was.
He was on 4:30, I think.
And here's the problem. That team had Kendrick and DeAndre.
Yeah.
Who are Kendrick and DeAndre on this team? I agree that the supporting cast on this team maybe be better than the supporting cast on that team, but that team had literally all-world Kendrick and all-world DeAndre. Are you saying P.J. Haggerty is Kendrick? Is anyone saying P.J. Haggerty is Kendrick?
I mean, I guess that would be
that's
the argument.
That's the hope.
But
then who's, who's DeAndre? Dane Danger is DeAndre?
Musa?
Like, yeah, I don't... if what you're saying is that team 2 years ago was a team with less talent that got the most out of its talent and got to the tournament, and good for them. Yeah, I can see that. That's true. That's true. But I don't think it's a comparable team, because that team had two tentpoles. And this team, hypothetical tentpoles, I guess, whatever. Like, of course, at this time last year, we didn't know that David Jones was going to be what he was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could make the argument, like, Tyrese, maybe.
Anyway, so here we have Penny going into year eight. I don't know that he's desperate to get to the second weekend, because we've sort of not given up on that, but like, I think he is desperate to get back to the tournament. Don't you agree with that? There's a real urgency to get back to the tournament, and you can take solace from the fact that the conference stinks so much, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
but it's a one bid league, and you got to win the conference tournament to go. That's a possibility. And is this? Let's be honest, the conference season would have a hard time going more badly than last year's conference season did. But is this roster, when you're going to Maui, is this roster gonna flourish against that non-conference schedule?
I mean, the other problem is, like, this is all relative. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What are those other rosters that we're talking about? Like, my gut instinct is no, but at the same time, like, you know, I didn't think they were going to start 15-2 last year.
No. Last year's still impossible to get your mind around that. Oh my God, the way that season started, the way it started, and the way it's going, the way it ended is just staggering. We did have other news yesterday. Malco, I heard you talking about this yesterday. Malco is not coming back.
Yeah, he's declaring for the draft as he's out of eligibility.
He is. You did make the point that there, it wasn't actually necessary for him to.
I think Malco really likes putting social media graphics out.
I wish the best for Malco. I wonder when we're going to get any kind of clarity on the Malco situation at the University of Memphis. We will at some point, right?
I mean, eventually, but that thing has gone real quiet. Yeah.
And then they signed Daniel Vieira Tuck, who's the Portuguese player, not Portuguese, from Portugal, player that we talked about 2 days ago. And it is interesting. Like, did they sign him? Did not sign him. He committed. Signed him? Committed.
Committed, I thought.
Committed. And so, whatever. There's another guard.
My understanding is that is a depth addition.
Right. So he's not come in expected to take the place of David Jones. And then nationally, you had news, like certainly for Alabama, Mark Sears is coming back. That's big news. I think people expected it, but still big news. Caleb Love going back to Arizona. That is big news. But the news from the University of Memphis was, I would say unexpected, but it wasn't unexpected because we said yesterday that's what we thought he'd do.
Yeah.
But it was... if it was 70-30, if the chances were 70-30 that he was coming back to Memphis, that is a 30% chance that he's not.
That would be an upset.
That's an upset. Mm-hmm. That is an upset. We got more to talk about.
Pretty sure it was a bad line.
On the other side, Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, right in the right trivia. We're going to be giving away two lawn tickets to Dierks Bentley live at the Garden on June 6th. And more when we return. It is the Jeff Calkins Show. In the meantime, I will remind you that the NBA playoffs underway, and big one tonight. Not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Any winning $5 bet. If you're a new customer, all of a sudden you'll have $150 in bonus bets to bet on same game parlays, live bets, whatever you like. No better place to bet on all the playoff action than America's number one sports book. It's safe, it's secure. FanDuel is official sports betting partner of the NBA. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' sports station and podcast leader.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eliminate carbon and varnish deposits with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up. A clean fuel system can increase performance and fuel economy. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9 and get 2 times O Rewards points. In-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 mpg? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing. All 24-month lease plus 0% APR for 48 months available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
With all rebates and incentives, price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 3833.05, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Any day is a good day to sell your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spenstorf Realtors, but the absolute best days to sell your home are those days that end with a Y. That's right. Numerous scientific studies and my friend Kevin, who is also a wine connoisseur, have shown that if you want to sell your home, make sure and use my highly successful strategic marketing program and list on a day ending in a Y. Now think about it. Who would be foolish enough to not trust science and a wine connoisseur? Seriously, changes are happening in the real estate industry, and it's not just that sellers don't know the answers, they don't know the questions. That's why I'm here. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 experienced real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Shell Dunn. Call me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Remember, MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 mpg highway, $199 a month, $34.99 do it signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 do it signing and 24-month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, and increased and organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com, another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Get
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, that's 5035 Park Avenue, right here in East Memphis, Frame Corner. Head on in there with whatever you need framed from this season of memories, whether it's graduation photos or whether it's diplomas or whether it's sports memorabilia. They do brilliant custom framing at the Frame Corner. You can buy it, walk in and buy a frame. But if you really want it done right, talk to them about how they can take those memories of yours and frame them so you will have them forever. It's custom framing at the Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. All right, Jeffrey. So, I've now seen the bracket over at the Daily Memphian. You can vote for the best pizza in Memphis. And we'll be talking about pizza and the NBA with Chris Harrington in the next segment. But I wanted to, now that we have the David Jones information, this is all in the wake of a column that John Martin wrote that basically said, if you're asking for what's the safest team to think about and root for, be most optimistic about going forward of the big Memphis team, Memphis football, Memphis basketball, and the Grizzlies, the one that you can really feel most secure about is Memphis football. So we touched on this yesterday.
Yep.
And I would ask you, if you are a Memphian and you love all three of those teams, where is it safest to put your heart? Where is it, in fact? Because I think they're all in sort of really interesting positions. And John made the point that Memphis football is the one you can count on the most now. Like, it's got a lot of momentum, and I hear that argument. Like, things did not go well for the Memphis Grizzlies this year. Things did not go well for the Memphis Tiger basketball team this year. Things did comparatively, compared to those two franchises, go well for Memphis football this year. And so people are feeling pretty good looking at the opportunity, looking at the expanded playoff, about Memphis football. Maybe better than you feel about the other two. The problem is that with heightened expectations comes a heightened risk of disappointment. I can argue that Memphis football is more likely to disappoint than either of the other two. Of the three, Memphis football is the most likely to disappoint simply because we have expectations for Memphis football that honestly Ryan Silverfield and that program have never met, and it's a tough road to get there. So maybe it's the safest, or maybe it's the most dangerous place to put your emotions because they're the most likely to disappoint.
I think that it is likely that Memphis is going to be a preseason favorite to win the conference. Off the top of my head, that's never happened.
I think that's true. I think you're right. They've never been picked one.
So
they've always been behind UCF or behind Cincinnati or behind Houston or behind did win the conference.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
So by definition, if you don't win the league, there's an argument to be made.
Is it true that if they don't win the league, it was disappointing?
I mean, obviously it matters what happens. If Seth gets hurt,
changes everything.
Like, yeah. The way the season plays out, like
but right now, if I were to tell you they have relative good health and they don't win the league, is it disappointing if they get to the conference title and don't win it?
Yes, probably
this year with these expectations, and
it's gonna feel more significant because of the landscape. Like, It's not only just it's important because you've built this team.
Phrase it this way. Which team of those three are you most likely to feel pretty damn good about at this time next year? And I think the answer is likely to feel good about at this time next year. I think the answer is the Grizzlies.
I think it's the Grizzlies because their core is still going to be under contract.
Yes. Their core is going to be under contract. And even in, certainly nationally, they have no expectations anymore. People have forgotten they even freaking exist, right?
Yeah.
Even locally, if they are back in the fray competing with, because they had such a bad year this year, largely not their doing, but because they had such a bad year this year, just being relevant again, being competitive, they have lowered expectations for themselves.
Yes.
Just being back in the fray again is feeling good about the Memphis Grizzlies, and I think they will be back in the fray again.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, because the other thing, like we've even though we've known this team was not going to be a playoff team basically since Ja got hurt for certain, there were some that jumped earlier, but we have realized like just not being a part of it like sucks.
Yes, just being back in the playoffs will be such a relief.
Correct.
So I would tell you, and yesterday when we talked about this, I said, if you're setting sort of expectations, there's difference between hope and expectations. If you're telling me what are the expectations for each of these teams and what are the hopes and dreams for each of these teams, I think for Memphis football, the expectations are minimum. You get into the conference championship game, and then the hope is you win the conference championship game and go to the playoff, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. For the Grizzlies, the expectations are you get back in the playoffs, not as a play-in team, and the hope is that you make some kind of run in the playoff, win at least a series.
Yeah.
For Tiger Hoops, the expectations are you be back in the NCAA tournament, right?
Yep.
And then the hope is, let's be honest, honestly, they've beaten down the expectations so much that you just freaking win a game.
Oh,
second weekend?
See, I think expectations have been lowered. Just getting back to the tournament's going to make, you're not going to feel great. To me, like,
but that's the expectation, to get back in the tournament. Like, in other words, for all of these teams, it's a disaster. But my point is, if it's really a disappointment if they don't. So what is disappointment? For the Memphis football, it's a disappointment
if you don't make
the championship game. For the Memphis Grizzlies, it's a disappointment if you don't make it into the playoffs one way or another.
Yeah.
You just have to. Otherwise, it's a disappointment if you don't make it. If you are a play-in team and get bumped out in the play-in, that's a huge disappointment. But if you get in as a play-in team, I don't even know how disappointing that is. A little bit, maybe. But
as long as you play a competitive series, I think everyone. Yeah.
And for Memphis basketball, you do still have to make the tournament.
Although,
it is a disappointment if you don't make the tournament. There's no way you could say year eight for Penny, it's not a disappointment if you didn't make the tournament.
The other thing that I was thinking about was we're talking this out. The irony to me, though, is the fan base, and you'll probably feel best about the Grizzlies. I still think that there's more scenarios where the Grizzlies, the only team that doesn't have their coach again is the Grizzlies.
Well, so I think the only way that Ryan isn't back after this coming year is if it's a freaking disaster, right?
Or he gets another job.
Or he gets another job, right. Yeah, you're right. Taylor Jenkins, there's an easy way in which he's not back. They get off to a slow start, and then he's gone.
Well, I think, honestly, though,
I think there's a way that he's not back. If this year goes badly, they miss the tournament again, then I think there's a real chance Penny's not back. I mean, now we're just looking at downsides. Here's the weird thing. I would have told you for the last decades that the team that is most likely of those three to actually win a championship or to like be, you know, in the national relevant spotlight, the easiest path for all of those teams has always been Memphis basketball, right? They've done it before. They've almost come, like, they've been in the championship game twice. They, like, that's the easy, like, small market NBA team, that's a tough pull. It has historically been a tough pull. For Memphis football, it's always been impossible because you've been on the outside looking in. For Memphis basketball, was the one the most likely where Memphis fans could dream about the biggest, shiniest trophies.
Yeah.
Because they've been literally seconds away from winning the biggest. Right now, heading into next year, seems like the least likely of those three to be have some glorious season.
Yeah, I think the part of that is because the college basketball landscape, like we talk about college football changing, college basketball's changed more, in my opinion, because really what's happened is schools like Memphis that had been able to compete.
Right, because once upon a time in basketball, just wanting to made you relevant.
Correct.
Now there's so much money sloshing around the Power Five, less because of they're going to have to pay people, but there's so much money sloshing around the Power Five that just wanting to is not enough. It doesn't give you an edge over the, you know, whatever, the mid-level.
Well, like, think about it in these terms. The Memphis basketball roster, I think, was better than Ole Miss's team, but it wasn't noticeable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was... Well,
certainly not in that game, it wasn't.
That's what I'm,
right,
the,
yes,
and,
right, yeah.
And Ole Miss finished, what, 11th right. in
no,
the
no,
league?
It's, like, you know, it's you see clearly what I'm saying? A harder job. And Memphis football, at least for this brief, fleeting moment when the window has opened up of this, it has more access to being relevant than ever before. For Memphis basketball, it's harder. But I also think it's a place of, it's a measure of where right now we are in the state of the program. Like,
yeah.
I right now, and this comes in the wake of the news about David Jones. Like, it's not, this isn't great. It's kind of remarkable, but I do feel like the most, this time next year, who am I most likely to feel really good about? Really good about what just happened, not even just about going forward. That was fun. I think the most likely team that I will feel really good about is the Grizzlies.
Yeah. But I think it's also like we kind of undervalued, like, yes, being a small market basketball team.
That's changed too. It's in the same way you've talked there about the landscape changing.
Correct.
The landscape has changed in favor of small market basketball teams now.
And professional sports is set up to be more competitive.
Yep. All right. Some other stuff I did want to get to. They are having meetings. SEC meetings have been underway since the beginning of the week, and the AAC meetings. Have you heard any news out of the AAC meetings
in terms of nothing?
Nothing.
Is that my fault? Like, I don't know. Like, you know
no,
what I mean?
No. Some of it is that they're literally not talking. Like, we have made calls at the Daily Memphian about,
yeah.
You know, when is someone going to say something about this new world that has hit college sports and how Memphis and the AAC is going to address it, right?
Yes.
And no one has said anything.
Correct. Which also, to me, isn't a good thing.
Well, I don't think they know. But I think one thing they do know, we'll hear it, is that they have no intention of making direct payments to their athletes.
I think that's probably fair.
Because right now, if you look at the SEC, all the conversation is, how are we going to pay? And this is at the SEC. How are we going to do this? So Trev Alberts, the new AD at Texas A&M. This week, he said, we don't have a revenue problem. We have an expense problem. And so all the discussion has been about where is this money going to come from? Are we going to cut teams? But the big point of discussion is, and I wanted your thoughts on this, is that they're going to get rid of scholarship limits. There's mm-hmm. no longer going to be scholarship limits, which almost seem meaningless in this world of NIL yeah. and whatever else. But they are going to, might well add, coaches pushing against it, might well add roster limits.
Yeah.
And the roster limits might be 85 per, like right now rosters are 120 to 130. They get walk-ons
right.
and stuff, right? And so are they going to save money by instituting roster limits? And would that be terribly damaging? Obviously coaches never like having less, right? Would that be terribly damaging? It's not like the NFL where you can go sign a street agent in October because your wide receiver core has been decimated. What would that do, or what do you expect colleges to do, even those with money, to come up with this extra $20 million to pay players?
I definitely think rosters are shrinking, and then I also think staffs are going to shrink. I don't think the day and age of 100 analysts.
Kirby's still going to make what Kirby makes, but he's not going to have as
correct.
Big a staff.
Correct. That's where I think it's headed.
And will teams get cut? Probably going to get rid of men's golf or whatever, you know?
My suspicion is probably so.
Ultimately, I think some teams will get cut.
I don't know if it's going to be the slash and dash that some people think, where it's like basically schools are just going to have a men's basketball team and a football team.
Well, yeah, the Alabama AD said this week, he said, we got one team that makes a lot of money.
Yep.
We got one team that makes a little money. And then we got 21 teams or 19, whatever it was, right, that lose money.
Yes.
And they like being good at everything.
Right.
Like, they do like – I think ADs do actually value those other teams and winning championships and competing and,
yeah,
and, you know, in gymnastics at LSU or whatever it is. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.